My ninja smile, what's good, man?
Life's good, man. Living life is good, man. Even though it throws a lot of bad shit.
Life is a motherfucker.
Oh, man, you gotta laugh at it.
It is good, though. Good to be able to experience it.
For real.
The day I didn't bring my camera.
Right. What? I don't even know what to tell you, man.
Hey, man. You got some stories to tell me.
Bro,
from this angle right here, that shit on your forehead look like the perfect outline of Africa. Like the continent. Like, you got a nice little outline. You got a story to tell, man. That's, you know, it's definitely not funny now.
I mean, it's a story. I mean, what else can you say? You know, it's like, damn. Shit rough. I don't know, man. Ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. Mac Young took a leap. Damn.
Damn.
I don't know, man. I'm a feeling.
I don't know what the fuck is up with these Tecates, boy.
What you did?
I'm back. These
Tecates
just get active.
Oh, the Tecates and kicked his ass. Ladies and gentlemen. I would like to welcome you, yes, you right there, to another edition of the Ninja Please Podcast.
Yeah, man.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Starman, a.k.a. Tommy K. Black, also known as Star Seller Senpai Fear Freaky. I'm here with some of the greatest ninjas to ever do it, because that's just what we do. My ninjas, introductions.
Over here, man, you got the one and only Tanuki, the Macchio Metal. The Sorcerer Supreme, these motherfuckers looking for me right now.
Right.
They did some shit. We finally back. They trying to find you guys.
Oh, shit.
The Silver Surfer of the Platinum Variety.
Ice.
Planner. The Pirate Captain of the Space Pirate Ship Arcadia.
El Capitone.
The Fist of Khonshu.
Moonlight.
Munched out of me.
The Mando with the Bando. Intergalactically known as Kajmono Yask.
Let me get a lightsaber, shouter. One of them crystals.
We up in here.
One of them crystals.
Let me get one of them crystals for my saber, shouter.
One of them crystals of the Kyber variety.
It is none other than your boy Black, a.k.a. Lord Black, a.k.a. Black Wolf, a.k.a. the Lord of the Thundercats, a.k.a. the Hammers of Justice, a.k.a. the Midnight Sun, a.k.a. the Evil Green Ranger, a.k.a. the Prince of All Saiyans, a.k.a. who else am I forgetting? Mr. Guy Smiley, a.k.a. Johnny Lawrence, a.k.a. Powerline, a.k.a. Mr. Quality Control, a.k.a. Space Ghost Math Teacher, a.k.a. do something, bitch.
Gang, gang, we in this thing.
Yeet.
And it is your boy, Mr. I like to take long crip walks on the beach.
Long crip walks.
AKA Ocean.
I mean, that's my new favorite.
That's the new one right now, bro. Hey, I like that shit.
Mister, you like that? I got this on clearance, I think. Hey,
yeah.
I like to take long crip walks on the beach. That's the point.
AKA Ocean, baby.
AKA.
I picture that. He just hit that shit, the sand bling, kicking bling, it. Bling, 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 bling. Just kicking up sand.
Sand all in my eye. I don't give a fuck.
Nah, you come by, be crip walking in front of some folks that's sitting there chilling and shit, kicking it in their face.
AKA Claudette Cloven's baby daddy. AKA Eric Adams' life coach.
Damn, bro.
Motherfucker needs some help right about now.
Because it's in color. And when I say in color, I mean in color. You know what I'm saying? Tuskegee Air.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that should be real good.
Yo, this dude's fine, man. Like one of the realest. And then it's another cat that I want to collab with.
Somebody needs to animate this shit. Like,
yeah,
it deserves to be a show.
Right. The other dude who made Trail League and all that. He, of course, he fine. You know what
they
I'm saying?
They had a deal with Adult Swim, and I don't know what happened with that.
Yeah, 50 was supposed to be backing that shit. 50 Cent.
Shit. 50 Cent finna be in the new damn Expendables. I don't know what the hell he got. Finna be in the new Expendables, bro. I don't know what his thing is.
Man, no, man. I tell anybody. I don't want no problems with anybody. But if somebody come up to me and tell me they want a problem,
they're right.
Yeah.
All right, 50.
I just say no problem. So they see me as some guy that just go out looking for trouble.
Yeah, something else.
Like 50, who are you kidding, man? When you was back, you was DJing back then, you was towering over niggas, knocking niggas out and shit. Like, if they came close to the day of DJ Booth, nigga, I heard stories, nigga. I know they wasn't lying. And you was just 50 trying to make a cent. You know what I mean? Small ass nigga that you come up close, bow, hit your heel, shit. Like,
not touch my shit.
Back up, nigga. You too fucking close to the table.
I'm gonna lie, I would probably not go to a part of that 50 Cent with DJ.
Shit, she used to be hype from what I heard.
The one that Paris Hilton was DJing.
Oh, yeah, because she ain't DJing that bitch, so yeah.
We good?
Yes, sir.
And gang, we in this thing.
Microphone.
It wouldn't be going to no Paris Hilton party if she was singing on the mic.
But if she was DJing, no.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's
known for not DJing, so that's fine.
That's the whole point of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Her sound dude is always right there doing all the shit, so it's fine.
Yeah, he'll get it. He'll get it right.
I would definitely go to that shit. Plus, it's a Paris Hilton party. You know it's gonna be off the
with
damn
the chain. Drugs in your body.
Whatever kind of fucking theme she got, you know it's gonna be ridiculous. I'm with it.
That bird, bro.
You know
that motherfucker's like ready. Yeah.
He would laugh.
What y'all niggas doing? Where y'all niggas been?
Right.
Y'all back.
Damn, I thought y'all was going to miss the day again. Right, bro? Goddamn, y'all ain't come last week. Shit, what the fuck? Yeah. Because last week it was going down.
That's yours, but.
I gotta draw that. Just cause Dr. Doom.
From Wizard, bro.
Ocean, you got yours?
Wizard, bro.
And you know, that was back in the time.
Yo, that's a classic comic, bro. I don't even know what the fuck happened to them niggas.
Wizard that's Magazine?
Count animation.
He got it, man. Ask him about it, bro. Cause it's in that stat right there.
I got, like, 3 or 4 Wizard Magazines left.
Bro, I still got a shit ton of Wizards and Toy Fair. Bro, he still had Toy Fair magazines in there.
What?
And that's what got me. I was like,
damn. Toy Fair, bro?
Yes.
Yo.
He still had Toy Fair magazines in there.
God, well, I ain't seen one of them in so fucking long. Like, physically see that shit with my eyes. Like,
yes.
Nah, like.
Because Wizard Magazine, bro, if you are a comic enthusiast, you know about Wizard.
Hell yeah.
You know about Wizard Press, bro.
Hell yeah.
Same Wizard from The Wizard of Oz?
Not at all.
It's just, that's just the title of the magazine.
Wizard cards, the Wizard trading cards?
Yeah.
They made a magazine that had, like, all the latest news that came out monthly about all the
comic
creators, comic writers, what was coming out. And they had
a price guide in the back.
What comics, what was in it.
That is ahead of his time.
That's how I knew how much comics were worth.
Yeah, because before Wizard Magazine told you.
When I was a kid, bro.
Pretty.
Toy Fair was Wizard doing shit for toys.
Right.
And then they had these little strips in there, and it was based around this one particular Spider-Man toy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of like Robot Chicken before Robot Chicken.
Right.
But it was in comic strip form.
Right.
Because we would always fuck around with other action figures.
It was story panel mode, like full-on story panel mode, bro. And that shit was dope. Like you said, it was like Robot Chicken before Robot Chicken, man.
But it was just in story panel mode.
Damn, I ain't even think about that. I almost forgot about that shit completely until you said it just then.
Hell yeah, dog. Because that's why I love Robot Chicken. I was like, bro, Seth Green had to have been reading Toy Fairs to come up with this idea. He had that.
Right. Either that or he was one of them that was like, man, I just want to, like, animate my toys. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
When I play with my toys, this is what I thought in my head and I want to bring
right,
into life.
Right. Well, I remember I used to do that shit so much. That's why I got so good at like camera angles and shit.
Oh yeah. Playing with toys. I mean, and then even still, when you hear about how some of the directors and some of the animators and shit, when they do their previews, they still use action figures.
Right. That's the best damn thing to do, bro.
Yeah, because you can get the best camera angle, you can get the best scale of it.
Right.
And use the toys, and it's like, what, the figure, you know the actor ain't going to move this exact way, but I want him to travel through the sky. He's going to do this, interact over here.
Right.
You can get the best fucking angles with that shit.
You get shot by shot doing that shit like stop motion.
Yeah, your visual storyboard and your previs going.
That's why I always admire your oldest, Ocean. That's why I always admire your oldest, because he did that stop motion shit. Now that's one form of animation I ain't never damn had the patience to do. Yeah.
Stop motion is where it's at, bro.
Yeah. I used to hate that shit as a kid, though.
I did not always love stop motion.
Like,
ever since shit with Frosty the Snowman.
Wait, no.
When we were kids.
I did like stop motion. I just didn't like claymation.
I don't like claymation either.
Claymation was the one I didn't like.
Gumby. Fuck Gumby.
And,
it was stop motion, but it was claymation. So,
what
it
I
was
did.
Like that. Mesh of the two.
Nah, what I'm talking about, I ain't like the California Raisin and shit like that.
Yeah, those things were creepy.
They look creepy.
Right.
That was Uncanny Valley before we had that Uncanny Valley of CGI back then.
Right, right. And it was just damn claymation, like.
Yeah, they move a little too weird, bro. The frame rate is off. My brain can't fully process it.
Like, what the fuck am I looking at?
Y'all skip too many frames in there, bro. It looks a little too weird. It's a little extra janky. I don't like it.
It's creeping me out, bro. It's giving me creepy vibes.
It's a little too janky. I don't like it. But then when CBS came out with that show, Bumpin' the Night, you remember that? That was
vaguely.
About monsters?
Yeah.
It was like the precursor to our real monsters.
Yeah.
And it was a show. You remember it?
Yeah,
it used to come on.
Hey.
Yeah, it used to come on one Saturday morning.
Yeah.
It started off as a whole show and then they cut it down to short.
Pocket Monsters?
No, it was called Bump in the Night.
Bump in the Night? Hold on. I gotta look this shit up.
I vaguely remember that.
I do remember the name.
That was claymation too, but they had finally smoothed out the frame rate a little bit more.
That was on one Saturday morning.
Yeah.
The little green monsters.
They have found a way to smooth
it's on
out.
Tubi now.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
I got Tubi, so I'm gonna check that shit out.
You said name of what number?
Bump in the night.
Hold on.
Once you see it, you'll remember it. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
Check.
Well, see, I mean, that one wasn't creepy to me, though.
Because they had fixed the frame rate. That was what it was. Like, way back then.
That one didn't.
Was like at anywhere between, like, 20 to 24.
Actually, that's one of the ones that made me actually kind of start liking that shit.
Because it had boosted it up. It was like somewhere between 24, 26, 28.
Yeah, it's probably like 24.
Mm-hmm. It looked a little smoother. It wasn't as janky. It didn't look so.
It wasn't 10 and 8.
Right.
Yeah, it didn't look. Like, they were like low 20s. Yeah, it looked super. Yeah.
Hey, okay.
They looked really weird.
Everything they did, they were ticking.
Yeah, exactly. Everything, it looked like they were pop locking on everything. It was just super.
Yeah, yo.
Because no matter how fluid they made it look, they still were. You were missing frames.
Oh, yeah.
Skip frame ticking on the nigga.
Yeah, and as a kid, brain, you're missing it, and you can't fill it in. Yeah, that looks weird. I don't like it.
You're trying to kill me?
Yeah, I don't like it. That's kind of what they did in RoboCop. Was that RoboCop 2 or RoboCop 3? With Ed 209, they varied his frame rate with the model.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, to give you that sense of, man. Kind of scared of him.
I get it.
They would vary his frame rate.
Damn, I ain't even noticed that.
I can watch it.
Yeah,
I don't remember shit about that movie, but the silver bullet looking motherfucking.
Fucking That movie was supposed to be something so different, and then when they started cutting funding for it, the director was such a fucking innovator and was so goddamn weird that he had a vision for this movie, and it was gonna be made one way or another, dog. If you watch the movies that made us and all that shit are trained, like he said, to de-escalate that type of thing,
yeah,
they really wouldn't be trained to, like,
you would have to call the fundamentals. The people that the experts that they would go to in them is SWAT.
They're military, yeah. They go more SWAT, military trained,
paramilitary groups, and then it's like, you know, big organizations with that. But that is a cool aspect of knowing the behind the scenes, you know, how the hamburger's made, in a sense, like that is very fucking cool, on all of those fucking fronts, man. It's been a while since we've been together, man. How the fuck y'all niggas been doing?
Pretty good, dog. Survived the trip to Denver, and this motherfucker was over here.
Yeah, I was over here, damn. Man,
back to tank.
Up. Next? Right. Straight up, bro. Yeah, like,
man, for real.
I had to, like, totally go into battle mode with myself mentally, like, every day, almost every hour of every day. Because you got this one side listening to these motherfuckers, the other side, like, nigga, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. You got time for that. We got to goddamn heal up.
Right.
Right. We can heal. We don't need to do that.
You forget who the fuck we is, nigga? You bats, I'm Wolverine, nigga. Don't forget that. Dark Claw.
Between the two of us, right, we will heal.
Dark Claw.
Get that shit together. What happened? Look, bro, that usually ain't the shit. I'm not a usual motherfuckers.
Right.
I need you to understand that.
Right.
Yeah.
I wish I would have had the first doctor I had when I went in around the 8th, bro. Because, you know, she actually listened. You know what I'm saying?
Bro. Like, when you get those doctors that listen to, like, whatever the fuck you got going on, it really matters because you walk in there with a certain expectation if you want them to say a certain thing or go about a certain shit a certain way.
Yeah.
So when you get somebody that's resistant, you kind of feel like either they're not taking what you got going on as serious.
Right. You ain't even taking me seriously right now.
Like, and that's the bad reaction because you want them to, like, oh yeah, y'all got something going on. Let's fix this shit. But sometimes it don't be as like easy when that shit come.
It really don't, man. Like, I just, bruh, I was getting pissed off, really low key, and it kept, you know, making the damn heart rate thing jump. You know, cause it had to be strapped in the whole time. Yeah,
gonna tell you this so your shit'll go up a little bit.
Right.
Man, right.
I have to tell you something.
Right, right. And then,
you playing with my goddamn emotions right now.
Right. So I'm having to stay super calm in this bitch while being super pissed off at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ready to get the fuck out of here. Get this fucking IV out of my goddamn arm. I'm leaving. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all ain't telling me nothing. Y'all ain't gave me no medicine. I done been in this bitch for five fucking hours.
That's the fucked up part. Like, the second time you went in, they didn't give you any kind
of... They didn't give me no antibiotics, no nothing, bro. All they gave me was some goddamn saline. Because I told them I hadn't ate no food or drank no water before I came in. Had me in that bitch for five.
If anything, you're not going to be dehydrated in here.
Like, five.
You don't need that.
Five fucking hours, bro.
And that saline was $500.
Right. What, replace it with some damn antibiotics.
That saline by itself was $500.
Bro, nigga had to stick me twice.
Which ain't nothing but damn sugar salt water.
Because he couldn't damn find the vein. I was telling the nigga, look, bro, I ain't had no water. So, of course, the veins ain't gonna be vascular, nigga. Like, what you mean? They running from your head right now.
You ain't your needle, nigga.
Right.
What you talking about?
Right.
The fuck you mean?
But he was cool, though. The nurse, he was actually cool. I'm gonna always give him a big up because he was the only one that kept it 100 with him. You know what I'm saying? The doctor was the one that was bullshitting me, though, because she was just trying to get that little extra paper. And she got it, too. Well, we're gonna have to give you another CAT scan. Like, goddamn, that's another $1,000. I already know I'm real.
Damn.
Well, see, last time you did it without the dye, I was like, but y'all still stuck it in me, though. But told me don't worry about it. After you took the first one already. Then come back the second time, oh, we forgot to get it, that finished that. Like, nah, what you mean you forgot? Now you, okay.
Now that shit done.
Documenting right here.
Right.
Everybody need to know, man. These doctors out here crooked, man. I ain't gonna say all of them. A lot of them do care about the people and shit.
But you at least need to do a little research so you know what the procedure is, so they can't get over on you.
Not only that, man, just know yourself. Know your body.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you know if you can heal from this shit one time, you know what I'm saying, without them having to do surgery and your shit swole up to twice the size of a goddamn balloon, you know what I'm saying? this little shit right here, this is just some, hey, can you please just drain it and get it over with?
Right. That's some shit I don't have to do myself. Like, all right, fuck it, I'm not going there. Let's heat some sharp object up and get to it.
All right.
Yep, get the core out of there and be through with it.
See, I ain't even do all that. I just damn kept the heat compress on it and
right. Let it drain itself.
Yeah. When it started down, saying, all right, nigga, I'm trying to get out of this motherfucker. I was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Do that.
And every time it did, I just, you know,
let it do.
You know, massage the area on the outside. Oh, if you don't know, you always bust some shit going up and outwards, people, not inwards. It's going to fuck up some shit.
Right.
Go upwards and outwards.
Right.
It'll get all
the massage it to go away from you.
Right.
You don't want it to stay in you, so why would you try to push it in?
A good way to do that is to just lean over and let that shit just drift out. I know it sounds nasty, but
that's what you should do.
That's the easiest shit. Let gravity pull that shit on out of there.
They did back in the day.
Yeah. Tilt that motherfucker over. Over the sink.
Blood let that motherfucker.
Right.
Like, cut him thin. Drain him.
Get him like a pig.
Cut that motherfucker and drain him up.
I'm just glad to be here, bro. Like, cause when a nigga tell you some shit like that on 420, at that, you ain't even got your first blunt in, no shit like that. You just damn ready to get this shit out your fucking face. A nigga tell you some shit like that, like, bro, get the fuck out of here, bro. Yeah, first off, y'all ain't finna kidnap me, my nigga, cause come right out the door.
They legally kidnapped me into the hospital.
Right, talking about something, well, we can't discharge you. I like that. Hell, you can't.
I'm not finna stay.
Okay. Do what you feel like.
Right. I'm not finna stay.
That's what I told the nurse.
I'm just going to the bathroom out here. I'll be back.
Hey, I just kept it 100 with the nurse, man. I like, look, bro. Be straight with me, bro. He like, I'm being straight with you, man. I was like, nah, I ain't saying you ain't. I'm just saying, listen to me.
I need you to tell me
right now. If I say I don't even want to do that shit, how can she not discharge me, bro? And you're like, well, you know, this is America, great United States of America. So if you want to leave out of here,
proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
He said, hey, if you want to leave out of here, we can't keep you hostage.
Salute the eagle.
That's what he said. Hey, if you want to leave, we can't keep you hostage. And I was like, I know you can't, because that officer out there get his ass fucked up too on this bullshit. Ain't nobody finna damn keep me up in this bitch if I don't want to be in here, bro. I'm finna leave.
And I'm not paying this bill. Deuces. Just like I'm not paying student loans. Shout out to Joe Byron.
Joe Byron.
Bad Joe. I been told them niggas stop calling my phone. I told them two, three years ago, bro, stop calling my phone. I'm never paying y'all. One of these presidents is getting rid of this shit. Until then, take it like the Red Cross, nigga.
He sure trying.
In blood.
He keep on pushing it back.
I'm just waiting on goddamn Navajo, whatever the fuck, Sally Mae, whatever the fuck she want to change her goddamn name to.
Nah, Sally Mae getting sued. Navison ain't Sally Mae, because Sally Mae getting sued.
You know. You're not getting the dime from me. An unrequited dime.
No. Old Money Bad Joe talking about throwing a young trill up there for
man,
that shit.
He gonna have to. He gonna have to save them piss poor approval ratings.
I don't fucking mind one damn bit.
This midterm is not finna be nice, dog.
Let me holler at him. Like, hey, yo, bro, go ahead and goddamn do that.
You're right. Go ahead and hook that up for everybody. Cause
everybody need to get out of debt, and we'll just boost the economy that way.
Right. Give us. Yeah. I mean, he's gonna keep on throwing this money because people need that money.
Gonna shake your ass, bitch. I'm gonna throw the cash. Gonna shake your ass, bitch. I'm gonna throw the money.
But they talking about
have to.
we are, as Americans, at our poorest.
Yeah.
Ever in time. Right.
No,
now.
We ain't at the poorest.
That's not. Time, not. Not. I can't say ever, but like, we up there.
Well, compared to the economics of those times. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we just in a new age fucking depression.
I mean, everything costs more. Everything costs more in the store. Every single thing that we have bought.
It's a recession, bro. It's a silent recession right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's got money.
Well, the central banks. One of them has came out to say that America likely is headed to a financial recession.
Yeah. I mean, we already in one. Yeah, like, bro, like I said, it's a silent recession. We in it.
We done, bro.
I mean, to me, inflation is higher than 7%. I mean, but
yeah,
it's all in optics, you know. Because even what you're talking about the midterm, the Republicans are knocking each other off.
Yeah,
dude,
I'm loving this Kemp versus goddamn Purdue shit.
Because no matter what, for us, it's a win-win.
Not really, but
I mean, at the end of the day, it will be.
I'm trying to figure out how a billionaire like David Perdue is walking around in Canadian tuxedos, convincing poor white people that he is one of them. And I'm trying to tell them, no, he
because
is not.
Because they hear the name Purdue and think farm shit.
Country, yeah.
Like, he walks around. He walks. No, the Canadian tuxedo is the jean jacket and tie. Yeah. I mean, the jean jacket and the jeans. Yeah. Every time you ever seen down. David Perdue, he denim down.
Yeah.
You think that billionaire walks around in denim fucking... They jackets?
That's that real Levi.
I mean,
he has
probably.
He has meetings with Chinese billionaires. He's not walking into bro, there.
On the regular.
He got enough money to do whatever the fuck he want to do, though.
He has enough money to do what he wants to do, but what I'm saying is that optic of him walking around in them type of clothes and him being a man of the people.
Yeah, that's just an image.
That's just an image.
Yeah. For the
he can't just how Kim keep talking about, you know, I got a big old truck for rounding up illegals. He don't give a fuck about that shit.
Nope.
Nigga try that shit if he want to.
In all his fucking factories.
Right. But say all the motherfuckers goddamn doing all the damn contract work around the city.
Kelly Loeffler, another person. Her fucking husband owns the Wall Street.
How silent she's been lately.
Well, that's cause she lost. But but her husband owned the Wall Street Exchange. I didn't even know that was a thing you could own. I thought it was like a big thing. I didn't know it was a single entity that one person could fucking own.
Yeah. Right.
And that rich bitch is trying to convince me that she like eats apple pie.
Yeah. Interest in.
She was wearing fucking plaid shirts and shit. Like you don't dress like this.
And you see who else just popped back up, right?
Which one?
From Alaska.
Sarah Palin's back. Yes. 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 She
back on the scene.
I was telling somebody a long time ago, people don't give it up for her enough, bro. Where's the
I don't know which one it is.
But
that might be it. I can't.
Yes, I don't know. Yeah. But she is the OG of a dumbass motherfucker who could get up there and just say whatever the fuck she felt like and they went
she
with
ain't
it.
That attractive. She's like, hey
hold on.
And dog.
I
guess I will.
We're going to preach.
Nope. Yeah. Like, it ain't nothing, you know. It ain't like they can still tell who you is if they ain't know you.
Bastard.
Man, my allergies is fucking with me. My right eyes itching. Be.
You remember like 2 years ago, I was like, man, you know, me and my friend, we were talking shit to each other, then we're gonna fight each other for homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And he never brought his gloves.
Yeah. He brought them? You got him good.
I told him, bro, you've been waiting on this for a long time. I told you, bro, just because I don't do this shit no more, don't know. It's like riding a bicycle, nigga.
Right.
As soon as we quit, my heart started beating fast as fuck. And I took some steps. I was like, okay, alright. Remember where I was going. Then he switched his little stupid ass stance. Because he's loading up. I'm like, bro, I'm just going to circle this. Opposite of your power. I kept circling. And as soon as that nigga got in a position to try to swift to get where I was at, met his ass. file, nigga. I've been waiting to hit you. I told you this was what was going to happen.
Nigga, I done shadow boxed you 17 times.
Right.
I really did. I was like, man, I don't know exactly how I'm going to set this shit up, bro. Because he don't know how to box. He's just a big, stupid-ass nigga that like to fucking throw his stupid-ass hands.
I have a friend that's kind of like
that. Push him right in his fucking shit.
I'm going to say kind of. I have a friend that's also very much like that. And he verbally tried me recently. And I was like, okay, you keep pushing these limits, bro. You keep saying things to try to get a reaction out of me, and one of these days you're gonna expect a reaction, and then you're gonna try to preemptively do something, and
I'm gonna ninja the fuck out of you.
Fuck your shit up, and he's big, and I don't want to have to do it to him.
Do it. Made me feel so much better. I told him this, bro. I brought my gloves with me this time. All that shit you was talking, tagging me and posting on the internet and shit like I don't whoop ass, nigga. You know about me, dog.
He keep trying to talk slick. I'm like, bro. Don't do this.
Punch you right in your shit.
I don't do this stuff, man.
Oh, it felt good, too, because I hadn't punched nobody in a long-ass time. I've been wanting to punch somebody, too. And I set that shit up nice. I jabbed that nigga right in the middle of his sternum to start that shit off.
I'm very
knocked some breath out of him. He took some steps back, and then I circled around. Oh, yeah.
Swinging my damn lightsaber at the air, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, following through with nobody there, like, bro, somebody finna catch it. I'm connect with somebody.
I am going to, yeah, nigga. I have been waiting to hit you with this right hand. I even did some push-ups today before, like, three of them.
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case, I did three push-ups.
I got the extra power in it.
I said three.
Might have been three. Four.
Motherfuckers do push-ups. That's when you know motherfuckers being serious.
Hell yeah, like, nah, bro, I'm trying to boost up my damn battery. I'm finna give you some of that.
So you think because I do all this comic book reading, drinking, I still can't run a mile in 10 minutes. I can.
Right. He said some shit, and I was like, oh, okay, that's how you feel.
I can, bro. And the satisfactory to me after I pushed the nigga, because we had, I was like, nah, we're going to do this whole fucking 2-minute round. Mm-hmm. And that shit felt like forever, too. I don't know why that shit felt so long. But after that shit, I was fine.
Yeah.
And it was
gas.
Immediately went inside and took a nap.
Yeah. He gave his everything right then.
Immediately went inside and took a nap on the couch. Turns the shit on TV.
He have shit left in him.
I was like, yeah, I could easily do about another 3 rounds.
One of y'all?
Nah. Somebody,
it just sounds close to me. It's not. I can tell now. At first it sounded like it was like right there.
Yeah. That shit felt fucking fantastic. Every now and then you gotta punch your friends in the goddamn face.
Speaking of punch your friends in the face and either knowing or not knowing. So, but that Moon Knight episode 4.
Man, let's get to it, bro. Yeah. We ain't even talking about episode 4 and 5. Let's
gunshots.
Bow, we didn't talk about it last week. We finna get straight to it.
Macchio, the one and only Tanuki, man.
I'm not holding it. Let's get to it, man. Dog, because I need to talk about this shit.
Right.
How did y'all feel about it?
Bro, why he shot that nigga, bro? Why he had shot that nigga?
It had to happen, bro. Shit happened in the comments.
And then what the fuck going on, bro? Goddamn.
Maybe he did.
I was confused.
Maybe it was somebody else.
And then that hippo was looking kind of right, shoulder.
Y'all on some next level shit. I'm not touching that, but it's
fine. She was talking nice.
And she talking nice, though, with them nails and all dead and
pretty. I like the O'Brien's hippopotamus.
Like I said, bro, she the
hippopotamus.
Like I said, bro.
The pheromone club.
Women in fertility and childbirth, of course, you'd be attracted to that. I mean, it's
pheromone.
Naturally what would do it. So I'm not mad at it.
Come on now.
But I'm with that shit.
Yeah, I like the, as we talked before, I like
this man then got shot and immediately went into the mental asylum in his mind to try to fix this shit.
With not Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, because, right, with not Kevin Bacon, I don't know why you thought that.
I kept saying that.
Ethan Hawke was Kevin Bacon.
I kept saying that too, though. But it was only because...
Because they look alike.
Yeah, they look like they might be damn related or some shit.
They favor, but they don't look alike.
Ethan Hawke and Kevin Bacon don't look alike. But you can see how Kevin Bacon can look like that character that Ethan Hawke is playing in this one. Like, I swore that was Kevin Bacon, and I was so excited about that shit too, because I love Six Degrees of Separation.
And it definitely was
the price
not
of fame.
The Invisible Man. Mm-hmm. Was that the name of that movie when he was invisible?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
The Price of Fame.
And then what was the other
one? You ever complain?
Skeleton Key.
He's a Skeleton Key?
Kevin Bacon.
I watched that one on bootleg.
Footloose.
In New Orleans.
That was a pretty dope. That was a pretty dope twist.
Moon Knight is getting to it, bro.
Oh yeah,
that's one of my favorite comic runs.
The Insane Asylum.
Yeah.
The Insane Asylum. We're gonna merge these two episodes together because we.
Yeah, it's like a whole.
All right, so how's
he there? Like, he's in his mind. He's shot.
Anybody's confusion, just go ahead and hit it, and then I will answer afterwards.
He's dead, bro.
He's not dead. He did get shot. These are death rows.
Is he not dead, bro? Because I'm
these are death rows.
He's in the afterlife.
Khonshu's not gonna let him die. Yeah, correct. All
right. That's what I'm saying.
They're in the heart.
Right.
Yeah, I ain't saying
y'all are not incorrect at this moment.
Bro, yeah. They backed up. Like, the one thing that got me was, like, they backed up his backstory, which I kind of had a little bit of knowledge on, but it was just like, bro, y'all waiting
until episode
that. 5 to give me this shit.
I appreciated that.
I've been wanting it. So when they gave
it. Still didn't tell you shit about Jake. They bro, let you right. know he's there, but.
Right, they did kind of downhand at the fact that
so
he was
when
there
they
too.
Gave me this whole.
Still didn't give shit.
They gave me this backstory. I kind of wanted this a couple episodes ago because my only real issue with Moon Knight is I ain't got much Moon Knight. I've got a lot of Mark and I've got a lot of Steven, but I ain't got much Moon Knight. So
they're giving you what it's like to be in this
that situation yeah. with the and I get that it's yeah, really smart.
They giving
yeah, it's smart. Really smart television, smart. But like that sour
they're
mother
holding the reveals of everything super close.
Yeah.
Bruh.
So they can do something later.
Punch a nigga nose in, bruh. Like, damn. It's like
doing I'm, it, but they don't show you. And then when they do show you, it's.
That's my only gripe. Yeah. Because they hung me up on this whole super violent, like, this motherfucker don't care. Random bullshit. I'm kicking your ass. But I like the parallels between Steven and Mark. So I like that whole game. I like that whole narrative that they play between them and their consciousness. It's like really interesting.
And the third.
And then the third one that they've yet to reveal. So it's
he's already been revealed. He was revealed in episode 2
when he drank the bottle.
Sprinkling, no, they keep sprinkling him in there. But if you don't know, you don't see him. That's what makes it so good. If you don't know, you
marked.
Don't see him.
You'll think it's Mark.
Yeah, but you have to listen to the voices and look at the reflections.
Now who's
got
the lady?
Three distinct. What do you call it? Dialects?
Personalities?
Yeah, but I mean, if you want to...
Yeah, they're dialects.
Yeah, if you want to differentiate between which personality it is,
they have
three distinct dialects. They speak in three
Mark
different
Spector.
Ways. Who sounds border...
New York?
Straight across, no, he's straight across the board English.
Well, American.
And then American English. Yeah. And then you have Steven who's British.
British English.
Then you have Jake,
who's New York. New York English.
Think about it. There's been a couple of times where he talked and he did not sound like
Mark.
How Mark would sound.
Bro, you got me going over a whole fucking cliff right now because I'm trying to retrace.
Yeah.
I'm trying to retrace
remember
those
when he was out there when
he
first got to Egypt and old girl was out there and he was like, you shouldn't be here right now. What are you doing here?
Right.
Think about it.
That was Jake.
That was Jake, bruh.
Oh, when he
damn.
When he was woke up in the back of the cab, and the dude was like, "Oh, cause it was Steven."
Yeah.
But then when he chased,
and then it turned into Mark, and Mark was like, "Oh, where are we?"
No, when he was chasing, Buddy down the street, and then that thing, you know, he woke up as
he
Mark.
To come and beat that nigga ass.
He woke up.
Because
he didn't remember.
No, because
Jake
killed
took over
them other people.
Yeah.
And then when Mark popped back up, he's like, "Hey man, I need to talk." He was like, "Hell no, motherfucker, you done killed
the way
our friends."
The way they played off of that, even me thinking that happened, and I end up then just rolling to the rest of the show. It's like,
here you go.
We got one more episode left, and it's like,
and it's gonna be longer than all the other ones.
It's the shortest
one. I heard it's supposed to be the shortest
one. It's supposed to be really? The shortest one.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be the longest.
The shortest
one. They reported
bro.
That it's supposed like, to be the shortest
that's
episode.
That's been my issue with this, because it's like my expectations. I tried to let go of my expectations, but everything they giving me is like every episode. Every time I watch an episode of Moonlight,
Moon Knight.
I be hungry.
You say Moonlight. It is Moonlight though.
Every time I watch an episode of Moonlight, I be hungry.
Give me just that look.
I have not
five more minutes.
Bruh, I have not once watched the episode and been satisfied. Every time I get to the end of the episode,
I'm satisfied because that's what they gave me, but I wanted that.
I'm five hungry.
More minutes.
Bruh, every episode they leave me hungry. And I ain't never had a Disney Plus like Marvel show that left me this hungry.
No, I did. WandaVision did it.
But they kept serving.
Loki,
not so much. WandaVision did it because they didn't, for two episodes straight, they didn't give you anything. And they kept giving you all these super cryptic details to tell you what was going on.
Yeah,
because
I didn't like WandaVision.
And you wouldn't pick them shits up until the shit was over with, and then you went back and watched it again. Or you went back and watched it in reverse or some shit. Moon Knight is straight up giving you what it's like through Mark Spector, through Stephen Strange's perspective.
Stephen Grant.
Stephen Grant. I said Stephen Strange. Stephen Grant's perspective with them being confused as to what each other's influences are. And then having a third personality that is just doing his own thing.
So do you actually believe he ain't going to recreate Stephen?
No, Steven's gonna come back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the
no,
way
Steven's gonna come back.
The way they trying to spin it though, for the sake of the people who don't know the shit about.
Oh shit, Steven's gonna come back. It don't matter. Steven's coming back.
But so he created him once, he can create him again.
Yeah, Steven's coming back.
Right.
Even if he don't have to create him again, even if he just resurfaces, like, oh no, I was strong enough to bring myself back. Like the fact that they fought on the boat and he came into his own, he was like, no. If he's got the strength, I got the strength too. So it's like, just because I got left on the shores don't mean I'm gone. Like, I can,
that nigga I can did,
come back.
Nigga did technically die overboard in the sand and shit. But
yeah.
Like we were saying, man, he can always bring himself back because he's an entity. He's not a.
And then in that storyline in the comics, that was the whole thing about it. Like, the three main personalities of Mark came together and was like, yo, Khonshu, we don't need you. We can be Moon Knight without you. We'll take the power. We don't need you fucking with us.
Right.
Like, we have come to terms with each other. We understand each other. We get it, nigga. Like, you fucked with us. And now, you know, they, at first they made it where he broke his mind on purpose so that Khonshu could take over Mark Spector and, you know, be able to have a presence on Earth. And then they retcon that shit, and it was like, no, I did that. I broke your mind so I could help you fix yourself and all that shit.
Yeah, cause they ain't wanna be on the whole manipulative scope.
Right.
Now it's not Kevin Bacon, Ethan Hawke. He shot him knowing that he's not going to die, right? He shot him to
He shot him twice.
He shot him
thinking
dead.
He was gonna try to kill him.
Oh, I thought he was dead. Shooting him to, like, okay.
He shot that motherfucker trying to kill him.
He was shooting him dead, Sean.
Okay.
He shot him trying to kill him.
Put one in his chest and one in his abdomen, bro. Like, you trying
to kill. Put two to the heart. He bap, bap. He was trying to be like, nope, this is one for Mark, this is one for Steven.
You should have had one for Jake.
That's probably what it is for real. Jake sent him to the asylum, like, all right, now y'all nigga let me out.
Jake is totally separated from both of them, because you remember when they saw his coffin, his sarcophagus, and that they just kept going. They do
not. I know, that's what I'm saying. He was like, hey, y'all niggas ain't gonna let me out, bro.
They do not acknowledge him.
Y'all niggas ain't gonna let me out.
He's stuck in the bottom level just talking to Harold, bro. He's not even on the next level with them. He's still stuck talking to Harold in the office. He's not even with them.
So, what's the name of the hippo with the braids?
You gonna say Hippolyta.
That is not her name.
Hippopotamus.
No. Something Sarawet. Something.
Shit.
I've had a couple of beers now. I cannot remember the whole fucking shit.
Thank you, bro.
So, they do the thing. and establish.
You gotta remember, Anubis is also one of the gods that's sitting also trapped in a statue.
Oh, okay. I got you. So
the Ennead is on some corrupt shit. Like, they locking away everybody that knows better. Because she is, the only reason she's there doing that is because Anubis can't do it.
Tauret,
that's her name, Tauret. Anubis is still on the statue of the scale.
Yeah.
But Anubis is supposed to be the one that's balancing the scale.
Yeah.
She's supposed to steer the ship.
Yeah.
But he's supposed to be balancing them. She's only doing it because Anubis got locked away already.
Gotcha. That is so cool that they got that all that
or her
integrated
shit
in there.
In Wakanda, so she ain't got shit to do with that right now.
I did like how, like, the hippo goddess, like, just brought up, like, Wakanda.
Yeah.
Wakanda's astral plane.
Yeah, she's right. Like, oh, it's so beautiful, because she been there. She done seen astral
plane.
It.
That's the one thing I like the most. Like
yo. Just,
like, one thing I really like about Moon Knight that I really appreciate is the emphasis on, like, you know, within this world, if we got, like, half of the universe disappeared for, like, 5 years and we don't know what the fuck going on, we can't explain that to God or aliens, bro. Like, it was really a real story. So, I really like the confirmation of, like, what you believe in as far as your deities or your religion or your belief. Like,
all the things that you've been introduced to up to this point in the MCU, like, okay, so you believe in God, but do you fuck with Thor? So you fuck with the Norse shit? We'll give you the introduction
bruh,
into
like
that.
Anybody,
is that where you want to go?
Anybody beyond human capability is a god. Because Thor, like, looking at...
No, but they explained it. They were like, no, they're aliens. Bruh,
what I'm saying
their magic
is...
magic and science is connected.
What I'm saying is, looking at Thor, it's like, I can see how people perceive him as a god. But once I look at, like, Khonshu, I'm like, Thor, you're not Khonshu. And then once I look
but
at...
But Odin is in the over... In the overworld.
But then, that's what I'm saying. Like, Odin conquered all nine realms.
Yeah.
Like,
but those are nine planets in different parts of the universe. The nine realms are different parts of the universe.
Yeah, and, like, no one checked his ass.
Nope. Right. Exactly.
Odin just
because
did
he was
that
strong.
Shit.
Yeah, exactly. He was just strong, super powerful. I was like, yo, these motherfuckers are fighting with each other. I'm gonna line that shit up. And it's fine. It's cool.
It's like,
pass my powers down to my son. It's up to him.
My favorite thing is, like, regardless of the religion you subscribe to, it leads to the belief that, you know, whatever you subscribe to is, like, where you'll go. Like, that's how you'll go out. If you believe this is your afterlife, you'll have it.
Yeah.
Like, Wakandans go to that astral plane. Like,
yep.
Humans go to something else. Mm. People who gonna get eaten by fucking, like, Titans gonna get eaten.
And there's a lot of truth in that.
And then, like, even from, like, when you saw, like, with the Eternals.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You see them. So now you get this Egyptian culture.
Yeah.
I'm from there since Mesopotamia.
Yeah.
So you kind of see, like,
That's what I was trying to go into. Like, the Eternals, they had the early creation stories. You have your Mesopotamians and Samaritans, but the
Gilgamesh
Egyptians
was an Eternal, and the stories.
But the Egyptians
Gilgamesh
were the first ones to have that concept of what you do in your life constitutes your afterlife.
Well, because they were the
ones morality, the ones that weighed the feather.
Because they felt like you as a mortal could live your life in a certain way to reach godhood, and there were certain things you could do to attain that level.
And so that's why, like, that's when you say, like, because Anubis is supposed to be the one that weighs your heart versus the feather, and that makes sense to what you were saying. But
and
all
that
of that stuff
was Amit just eats you.
Yeah,
if your heart is heavier than there.
Yeah, I love all of that stuff, and that shit is just so fucking cool to me that comic books go that deep and that intricate.
Because there is a god of this whole shit that is called the one above all. And then there is an ultimate devil beyond a Mephisto and all that, which is the one below all. I don't think we'll ever see them in the MCU. We might get the Beyonder. I honestly feel like we might get the Beyonder in the MCU, if anything. That would reach, like, ultimate godhood that, like, sits outside of the whole perceived universe of all the shit going on. Because the one above all when they finally introduced him in the comic book, he was a bum on the street. And he showed up in a whole bunch of comics as just a bum on the street.
Yeah, and folks didn't even realize it.
Panels in the background.
In the background and shit, yeah.
Yeah. And then they finally started talking to him. And then he let people know. He was like, nah, bro, I'm the one above all. I'm the god of the whole shit. Like, but he started out as just a random ass bum. I don't think we'll ever get him. The closest we...
You have to. That is so fucking cool.
Yeah, because having Stan Lee able to talk to the Watchers and shit, I feel like that's the best we need. That's the most we need to have with that. Like, you could mention him, but don't really ever show him.
Because it also goes to the principles of, you know, balance. You know, if it's the one above all, it's the one below all, too. So it's a... That is awesome.
Especially when they bring Ghost Rider back. Like, bruh, if you don't bring in Mephisto before you bring in Ghost Rider, once Ghost Rider is back on the scene, Mephisto is going to be here. Then the devil shit is going to happen. You're going to have to bring in something that is celestial on the positive side to match that. And I want to see it.
Did they ever show him on Hellstrom?
Nope. And that's what's so messed up, too. That's why Hellstrom got canceled after the first season. It was supposed to tie in with Robbie Reyes.
Speaking of canceled, Batwoman then finally bit the bullet.
Bruh. Alright, so I was going to talk about that. Like,
and Legends.
Once we had the shakeup with Discovery and Warner Brothers, like, taking over, we knew it was going to be some shakeup. So, like, this was inevitable. Like, all the CW shit getting canceled. Yep. Like, this is the last season of Flash. You got the
two things.
You got the confirmation of Superman and Lois. You got the confirmation of, like, Batgirl.
Nah, hell no. Batgirl got canceled. Supergirl got canceled. I mean, Batwoman got canceled. Supergirl got canceled. The Batgirl movie or show, whatever the fuck they gonna do with that, it's still full steam ahead.
They got put on the back burner, bro.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. All the damn...
You know what? To be honest, I think they really just waiting on everything that Warner Brothers got coming out now with Aquaman and Flash.
They trying to see how they gonna do this shit, because, like... With that whole merger, it kind of like threw off everything because it took out everybody's game plan that they already had.
$3 billion in debt, so that's a lot to pick up.
Yeah, but at the same time, you ain't got to come in there and change up what was already laid out.
No, you're right. Like, and then they want to do a Superman reboot. Yeah. But also Zod is supposed to be in Flash.
He's in the Flash movie, yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do with that, man. Like...
Sound to me like they might try to do too much in this Flash movie.
Just Grant Gustin, man. Fuck all that bullshit. That will fix a lot of this.
They had Ezra Miller in the Flash episode, so why not have Grant Gustin as Flash in the DCEU, man?
That will fix a lot of this, man.
I mean, that petition has gained a lot of steam.
Yes, it has.
Amber Heard.
Because
they're trying to kick her ass off the... Bro, the petition to remove her from Aquaman 2 has gained over 2 million signatures, bro. That shit, 3 million and climbing. 3 million and climbing people have signed to say Amber Heard.
She beat the fuck out of Johnny Depp, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they were both in a fucked up relationship, but she beat the fuck out of him, man.
Yeah.
It's not right.
It's not.
Bruh.
It's not fucking right, dog.
Sucks, man.
Warner Brothers got rid of this nigga. I didn't get to say this on the other pod. I'm going to say this shit today on this one. Fuck you right now, J.K. Rowling, for making me watch Fantastic Beasts Part 2 with this homosexual ass love story that you tricked me into watching. I really hate that shit. I'm really mad about that shit.
You're preaching now.
Hell yeah, bro, because then you got this Ezra Miller shit popping off behind the scenes, and in this movie, Ezra Miller didn't do shit once again. He just stood around, I'm the super sad and the goddamn, I'm the whatever the fuck that shit is with the whole magical inflection because I had a brother, sister that died off, and then I had to
Some more bullshit.
Put my magic into it, and that became the manifestation of it and all this shit. And then you've got Jude Law sitting here talking about, nah, man, you know, I can't move against him because me and him were best friends, but I love him, and I love him in more than a brotherly way. Well, I love him, and I can't move against him because I love him.
And I love him.
And I'm like, bro, what are you fucking doing, bro? I'm like, you made me watch this shit.
Hey.
Like, oh, no, they put this little...
It didn't do it.
I noticed.
Blood seal in the shit. And then it's like, oh, if you move against him, the blood seal will go up your arm so you can't use your wand. And then if you keep on thinking about the shit, it's going to keep on strangling you and all this shit. I'm like, bro.
It's not a reach. You saying it's like homoerotic.
Super homoerotic,
bro. Bro, think about it.
Fantastic beast.
They get a spell on you. A spell on you that tell you can't use nobody L1 but here.
No, you can't. You what? Right, bruh. Because you and this motherfucker done made a pact with each other. Like, hey, man,
I only use each other one.
Yeah, man.
No, you can never move against each other.
Right.
And you can't use no other one except yours and or his. That's it. If you have a thought against this motherfucker, that little necklace that they showed with the blood in it that you and him done put in this shit, it will go up your arm.
Stop.
And it'll make you like, oh, I can't
chill out.
Wand.
Chill.
And then it keeps going.
Then you can't use your wand.
Right. You can't use your wand. And then if you keep on thinking this shit, if you're trying to do it, you can't use nothing. It keeps it goes up around your neck and then it'll strangle you. And
then it asphyxiates you. Oh, God. Come on,
man. That's how I want to go. Oh.
Come on, man.
Damn.
Yo, who wrote this shit? Who's that?
J.K. Rowling, dog. Then she's sitting up here being a turf to all these
people. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
She's like, oh, no, I don't agree with that shit. Like,
but here you go.
Men are men and women are women, and I don't agree with that. But then you come out.
Goddamn lie, bitch. You know, right. Just do well as
and you tricking people like everybody. Me, like I'm here for the magic, bro.
Right.
That's all I'm here for, dog. Like,
you getting the wrong kind of.
We were talking earlier about the fine lines.
Ravenclaw,
between.
Like, nigga, I wanted to go to Hogwarts. That was some cool ass shit to do, and then you hit me with this.
We were talking about the fine line between gay and magic.
What?
On a Venn
diagram. No, before y'all got here, yeah. In the Venn diagram, you know what it is?
What is it?
High pitched voice and glitter. What makes a magic trick go over the top? A female doing the magic trick and sprinkling some glitter on top of it. Think about Zatanna doing a Chris Angel magic trick.
Okay. So shit.
And then she sprinkles some magic because she's got the fucking. Because she knows that showmanship is where it's at.
Man, look, man.
What makes something super gay? A motherfucker with a super high-pitched voice
and glitter.
Sprinkling some glitter on top of it.
He's throwing glitter on anything. He's like, bro.
Excuse me.
Exactly.
And
but
I'm
with
not
glitter.
Trying to make fun of nobody. I'm not trying to be, like, hurtful. But that's just at the base of it. What makes something super seem like, to the average person, this might be...
magic or gay.
Yeah. Glitter and or...
fairy dust.
A super high pitched voice.
Fairy dust.
That is the Venn diagram of magic. And there it is.
Sparkles and sprinkles and shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's all good though.
All right, Tecate.
We're all boiled down to.
Who all
wait
saw the
not yet.
Who saw the new John Constantine anime?
Take your shirt.
Animation.
I do like that.
Huh?
Across the top of
it. Oh, so you didn't know.
Finger.
Well, what
you didn't know
about?
The new John Constantine Warner Brothers animation came out?
No.
You didn't see it?
Ain't even heard
did
about
you see it, Black?
Nope.
You talking
John
about
John Constantine
like,
animation?
If they did
House of Mystery?
Is it based on like the
one that vanished
and appeared? Movie?
Say what now?
I'm sorry, Rico was talking. My bad.
No, is it based on the Keanu Reeves movie? It's just like a
no, this is the Constantine animation. Based on John Constantine.
The last animation I seen had something to do with like the final, you know, DC
when he jumped into the Flashpoint. When he was like, yo, Flash, you gonna go.
That's it.
This is the one that picked up right after that.
Hold on,
I ain't see that
the
shit.
Last
with you,
one I remember.
When did this shit come out, bro?
City
it just came out a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, and you know I ain't never heard of it.
Yes, it just came out a couple of weeks ago, bro.
Oh, I know. I ain't seen it. What is it on?
It might be on HBO Max, but it definitely is on DVD because.
What's the name of it?
I think it's Mansion of Mystery, House of Mystery, or something like that.
Might be.
Dog. Constantine gets sucked into this mansion on the same level as Moon Knight, which to compartmentalize everything that happened leading up to Flashpoint. Like, it's like Constantine's mind can't forget what happened leading up to Flashpoint, so it's trying to compartmentalize it.
Yeah.
So he gets sucked into this certain version of the history, and that's what the first episode is. On the DVD, I think it's like all 5-6 episodes, but they only released the first episode, I think it was last week or the week before. But I watched it when we were in Colorado. Mm.
Colorado?
And it's still Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Did you see the characters from South Park while you was up there?
Mm-mm. I wish I had, because me and Randy Marsh would have hung out.
I don't think you got no integrity.
I got plenty of integrity to hang with Randy Marsh. Me and that motherfucker would have been it. If nobody else, me and Randy Marsh.
So, listeners don't know. You guys went on a expedition to the great state of Colorado.
We did.
Me and my wife's esteem.
During the week of 420.
Me and my wife's anniversary is 420. Mm-hmm. How was it? What was the first thing y'all did as soon as y'all touched down? As soon as y'all touched down, what did y'all do?
Okay. I was the last person to touch down. So...
Oh yeah, because Black Rob was the first one there and the last one to
the last one to book his flight, but the first one to fucking get there. How that shit works, I don't know.
Cobra!
He gets there, then Cap gets there, then Starman gets there. Then I fly in like in 30 minutes after. So we pull in, Starman gets the car, we get to the house, and we're like, all right, we need to get a lay of the land. We need to see what's up. So we decide...
AKA, we need to go to the comic book store.
Yeah, and that's what we do. We go to the comic book store to proceed to make our purchase.
That thing is looking more like Russia now.
Bro, that thing...
So that thing is looking more like Russia now.
So we're talking to old girl that's in there, and she's like, oh, yeah, well, if you come back tomorrow, we have 420 deals and all this kind of shit. And we
sell, sign me up.
You know... $20 pre-rolls that are $4.20. Like, that's what it is. You could go here and you can get these pre-rolls and they've got deals and you can go over here and do this. And I'm like, okay. So, me and this man have already heard about the guy that left Blue Moon that wanted to make his own THC-infused beer. Where do we go and get that? Oh, I don't exactly know, but you should go over here. You should go to the milk block or to the dairy district. And we're like, oh, okay, cool. Blah, 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 blah. Keep in mind, this shit keeps coming back up. People keep saying, go to the milk block. Go to the dairy district. We're like, I don't know what the fuck that
what
shit is.
What the fuck are they talking about?
We now? Don't... Right. I don't... You're not giving me no crap.
I don't speak
bitch.
Cow, don't, bitch.
I'm from Moo Town. I'm from out of state. I'm from way out of nowhere. I don't know what that means.
Moo, ho, moo.
Tell me something. And everybody keeps cow. Saying the same shit. They're like, oh, yeah, just go to the milk district. Just go to the dairy block. Like,
look, a fucking farmer to you, right, bitch.
And we're like, okay, we keep looking at each other. We're like, all right, so we got to make sure we go and do that shit. It's so we all looking on our goddamn Google Maps and shit. And we don't know where that fucking shit is. It's several different places that will say, oh, yeah, we are in the dairy block. It's several different shit, so we don't know. It's this side of the street. It's that side of the street. It's over here. It's down there. It's a whole goddamn shit. Because the way that they do their thing is, you have a building, right?
Mm.
You go inside the building. There are four or five different establishments inside of that one building.
Yeah.
So you don't know.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay, well, we trying to get to the arcade bar. And like, oh, yeah, that's the second floor of building 3000. Yeah. You're like, oh, okay, well, we get to the 3000 building, and it says on the outside the cocktail bar or the mm-hmm. super shrimp bar or some shit. Like, I'm just throwing this out there. Just that's not what it said.
Right.
But I'm just throwing that out there. And then you go in, and you're like, oh, okay, this ain't what we're looking for. This is the super shrimp bar. We're looking for...
the arcade.
Yeah, we're looking for the arcade. They're like, oh, no, that's on the third floor. Like, wait a minute. I thought this was one thing. They're like, oh, no, everything is different. They are all separate shits. That's how they do the thing.
That's dope.
Bruh. We found out on the last day what we should have known on at least the second day. Because I was asking people, he was asking people, and they were telling us where to go. But we didn't know where we were supposed to be going. Because
you don't speak Colorado or Cal.
Right, because we were going to the left. Like, think about it. It was really based on this. If you wanted to party, you could take a left on this street. Mm-hmm. You could party like this. Take a right on this street. You can party like this.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
They
got you.
Never distinguish which way we should fucking go.
Right.
We were just out there.
Should have took.
Right, we were just out there.
That's why I should have been
last right. night.
All right, so like right after 420, like we went downtown.
Really, why I should have
like,
been
downtown
there.
Wasn't the spot, but we went downtown. We had a blast. What we discovered was there's a separate district specifically
for partying. Your fucking party on. You can party over here, but if you want to fucking get your shit going, come here.
Yeah, we were trying to get there, but we eventually got there. It was like the last night.
Because nobody was telling us all the details.
Well,
it
kept getting braided. I knew to go there, but it was just like...
nobody told us this is what... take the left, take the right instead of the left. Bruh. They kept telling us, hey, man, go here. We kept hearing that. We were like, okay, so they said go to here, go to there, go to this place, go to that place. We were doing that leading up to the last night. And on the last night, we were like, nah. The restaurant where we had two things that were set in stone that we were going to do point blank, which was ride horses and go to the Brazilian Steakhouse. It just so happened that the Brazilian Steakhouse was in the heart of all the shit we wanted to find. Everything else that everybody else was telling us was around that shit.
Yeah.
But nobody distinguished, hey, if you go this way, this is where it's at. If you go that way, this is where the good shit's at.
Facts.
We were finding some fire shit. We were like, shit, we could party over here. This is nice. But if we had known that that was where it was, it would have been a whole different trip. If I would have met the girl that we rode horses with on Tuesday instead of Thursday,
that would have been a different week.
It would have been a different week.
Fucking week.
It would have been a different week.
Did the altitude fuck y'all up a little bit?
It fucked me up because my nose got fucked up.
Like,
but beyond that, no.
I remember walking, being out of breath. Like, why am I out of breath?
Because we made sure to drink water. We were drinking beer, we were fucked up. When we were drinking alcohol, we were fucked up. And we ate everywhere.
I think
cooked all we did the time.
All I did was drink water, bro. If I wasn't doing nothing else, I was drinking water.
And ate. Damn near everywhere we went, we ate.
What was the most memorable thing y'all did out there?
The horseback riding was kind of like... It could have been faster, but it was just like
you got a chance. You didn't get
to
hear old girl in the front. That's what fucked it up.
Damn.
Y'all didn't hear old girl in the front. She was giving us all the fucking little highlights and details. Y'all didn't hear it. Cause when we got to that one place where it was just like open and it was nothing but plain, and I went back and I told you, I was like, yo, that's the third highest mountain that they have. Mm-hmm. That's the third highest mountain in the United States. And we could see it from right there across the field.
Yeah.
But they couldn't hear what the girl in the front was
saying. Yeah.
Mm. It was the girl in the front riding the horse, and then it was old girl that I got her number.
Mm.
Then it was me. Then it was Starman. Then it was then it was Cap.
Then Cobra.
Then Cobra. And then that other group.
Other person.
And then me and old girl, she done added me on Facebook. Mm. The girl from the group that was riding with us. Oh, she added me on Facebook. The funny thing is, before we even decided,
that bitch find you on the book.
Hell yeah, dog.
Wow, bro. Yes.
Even Starman could tell you, like, before we even got out there good, I was trying to find out in Colorado. So Starman was like, yo, I'm gonna go on Facebook and see what's up with that shit. He found listens that I put in Colorado's single groups trying to get some info on where we should go, what we should do, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Get the lay of the land.
I was trying to find out. Yeah, I was trying to see, though.
Off the record, but y'all didn't hit Shay up. I'm pretty sure she could have been like, here's some bitches.
She had to work, and we couldn't get up with her.
She was in a different city, bro. Yeah.
Yes.
You know how country niggas is. Colorado is just...
No, I did. I hit her up like 3-4 weeks ago.
Oh, that shit was
yeah, I did.
See, we thought about it. We tried. Like, we tried.
You can bleep this part out. But guess who did show up to the house? Like, you'll get a kick out of this.
I had a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Maybe because I watched... stuff too hard.
Well, no, I mean she is Cobra's cousin.
Yeah, I know.
So, come to find out, she's staying up there. She came on by the house. She even told us where to go, but she didn't give us no distinct where we should be at.
That's kind of the vibe I picked up from what I saw. Like,
oh, hello there.
Oh, hell no. She hung out for a good minute.
No. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about...
Because it was funny.
Didn't tell y'all, like, where to go.
The funny thing is, like, me and Rob, hey, that was the first night we got there.
Mm-hmm.
She went to a concert.
She went to see her.
After. So me and Rob had cooked spaghetti for dinner that night.
Mm-hmm.
So right when the shit got done, that was when she got there. So everybody was ready to eat.
Right.
So she pulls up and she's sitting there and we talking and everybody's like... hungry, I'm ready to eat. And one by one, everybody kind of like peeled off to make their plate. It was so funny because we were all sitting around talking, but at any given time, somebody, at least one person, was like, yeah. Just eating their plate. It was funny to me. I just kind of picked up on it.
No, it was funny.
Because it was like right at the end, because we went to the store. And we were like, all right, so we're going to be eating a lot of local food. But we also going to have to cook some food while we're here. So what are we going to eat? What are we going to do?
Right.
This and that, da-da-da-da-da.
What a stretch.
It wasn't even what a stretch. It was just like, because in the beginning, when we set shit up, it was going to be...
you can make, that'll be eating for a lot of people.
No, at the beginning, what it was going to be was we were going to have a potluck.
Mm.
When it was more people coming, we were going to have this potluck.
Yeah,
everybody... like this big dinner.
Big ass dinner.
Yeah, everybody cooks.
Everybody brings
something. Known to cook.
Yeah.
And everybody just, you know, get back in touch with each other, that kind of thing. So we shortened it down, but then in the B&B we got, the kitchen wasn't as big. So we were like, well, we'll just cook night by night or morning by morning. We'll do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So Kat was like, shit, fuck that. I'll do a morning breakfast for dinner one night. And me and Rob was like, shit, we'll do spaghetti. It's the first night, we'll do spaghetti. You can always eat some spaghetti. It don't matter. You can warm it up whenever.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first thing we did. So we went to the grocery store buying all this shit. Come to find out, that was what hooked it up when I was talking to you earlier outside. We was out there and it was like, there are a lot of Micronesian Muslim people out here.
Right, right.
Because Starman, like I say, Starman picked that shit up. He's like, nah, Vicious, you 100% correct on that. These motherfuckers are... Asian, but they're Muslim. And but you go to the store, you think it's Food Depot.
Mm-hmm.
With all the Spanish food in there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of Native American food in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, okay, alright, I can mess with this. I can get down with that. Next thing you know, we go out and go find the alcohol and
right. wasn't the same.
It wasn't. You go find the herb, bro. Like,
and it's there everywhere.
Whatever you're looking for, whatever.
Where you going? It's there.
And then I was gonna talk to him directly, bro. I don't know if it sound any different than what y'all was talking. I was asking him directly. I was like, look, man, I want something that's gonna give me this, and it's not like this. And I was trying to ask him straight up, give me something what I'm looking for.
Like specifically, like you want this fit?
Yeah,
because you know,
yeah. You got to.
You got to, man, because they've been on try to sell you on what's the popping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, not even that. It's just like, oh.
On whatever they
perceive. You don't
know. Yeah.
You don't know.
Is their recommendation.
So, yeah, so I'm just going to give you.
The first time I went in there like I was a criminal and shit. Like I was like trying to talk to him behind. Like he said, like, hey, bro, you can just speak normal, bro.
Right.
And that's what I did because I was trying to get some shit on the side.
I'm trying to do
some. Like I say, psychedelics are not legal there.
Right.
So I was trying to get him on the side. An old girl was like, you don't have to. They ain't got to talk it like that.
Yeah.
We got it, bro.
Yeah, you can still get it.
Yeah. Like, so I ain't from around here.
I think it is. Yeah, it's just not in the base form.
I am not from around here. I was like,
listen.
That's what I was saying. I want to get. I'm 2 days in. I'm not comfortable.
Stupid high. I don't want to be a little high. I don't want to be a little bit high. Partial high. I want to be like, ugh.
No, if you don't know any better and you're like, oh, I just want some good, they'll give you the super stupid high shit. Once you start saying, no, I want something that gives me this, then they know that you at least kind of know.
They got that short butt shouting.
Yeah. They do. They
I know. They call it concentrates.
Cause that's
like,
what
point
that's
me in that direction.
I told old girl I want a half of this and a half of that. She thought I meant I want half of what I can get from your shop in this and half in that.
Who the fuck would think that?
That's her. Because that was the way I worded it to her, not knowing that I should have just said a little bit more.
Bro,
she has my shit and. The shit that I had that I didn't want to bring back was super funky and stank and I ain't never smoked no weed that was ever that dank, bro. Like,
goddamn.
I'm talking about.
Bro, we done smoked some goddamn dank.
Now. It was dank as fuck.
As fuck.
I'm talking about. That was that Illuminati, dog. That shit was.
The Illuminati. Illuminati.
So we had some of that in the eighth.
Nah, bro.
Nah, bro.
That first time I had, because that was what I was going to get. So when he got it, I was like, shit, mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to get some. So I'm going to try that shit.
But I think I done had some of that
shit.
Bro.
You ain't never had that.
Bro, you ain't had this.
That shit me.
Nah, bro.
I just smoked some damn pretty exotic weed.
No, that shit tastes like
lemon. Sound like a new strain. So it's probably some lemon kush mixed with something else.
If it's a new strain, then, I mean.
That shit. Man.
But I'm pretty sure it ain't more smoking than damn Maui Wowie.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Maui
Wowie.
Fuck some damn Maui Wowie.
I say, yeah.
They got
I say, Maui. Russ. Russ to me is way better than Maui Wowie.
No, and Cobra had some shit. It was mixed with Russ. It was called Pink Zits. It was mixed with Russ.
It's in that family. That Willy Wonka family. Russ, Gushers,
that
Zits,
shit.
All that. Yeah. All that shit is. Yeah.
It's straight.
I like that side of shit. I love the runts.
Bruh.
It's straight.
Pluto. Gary Payton.
I had some shit called Freezer.
Bruh, they had shit.
Not too long ago. It's like a good indica.
I can't wait to go back out of there. That's all I'm saying. I can't wait to go back.
I had some bomb
the
ass
food.
Wings.
The weed, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everything across the
board.
Some
the bomb
weed
ass
was
wings.
So good. The weed was immaculate. The air, everything about it, bro.
It's gonna be hard for me to breathe that bitch. All right.
No, it won't. No, it won't. Nigga,
it will,
you'll be
nigga.
Able to.
No, you won't, nigga. That shit's a mile high in the city. You smoke cigarettes.
Hell yes.
It is. No. No. You gonna feel it. All of it, nigga. Trust me. You gonna get fucked by.
Y'all gonna see me floating.
I'm a hotter, bruh.
Nah, y'all just gonna see me floating and be like, that nigga ain't even touching the damn ground. Like, what the fuck going on? That nigga be like this.
Bruh. That shit is.
Walking around like this. They be like, this nigga doing the A-Bay Bay in the air, bruh. Like, hey, A-Bay Bay.
Hey. Great ass food, great ass weed, great ass beer. That ramen, I mean, I didn't had ramen at like maybe like 3 or 4 different spots in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. That was some of the best ramen.
Damn. What did y'all do? Like, I seen some pictures. Y'all look like y'all was at like a festival or something.
I heard y'all.
That was the 420 festival.
I heard y'all crashed a wedding or something.
We did. We did.
Where did crash that, nigga?
We did. In the fullest sense of crashing in wedding, we were at that motherfucking place that everybody kept telling us, the fucking dairy block. So we were hanging out at this bar. And we walked down this back alley that had this mural on the wall and these, you know, LED lights, you know, making it look all super psychedelic and shit. We already fucked up smoking and drinking, hanging out.
Yeah.
And there's people dressed nicely. Mm-hmm. So before, when we pulled up, when we got to downtown, we were talking to the cab driver. We're like, oh, it must be... Excuse me. It must be prom night or prom week for you guys. He was like, oh, yeah, that's right. It is prom. So he's like, oh, okay. No, oh, because...
Yeah, it is prom.
No, like, straight up, you just see a bunch of people dressed nicely.
Yeah, tuxedos and shit.
Like, adult people dressed real nicely. You don't really know. And then he's like, oh, yeah, it is. It is prom night.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. We go to this restaurant where... You know, if you're trying to get you a little prom night punani, you know, you're going to try to look good if you take old girl to the Brazilian steakhouse where you can eat all kind of exotic meats.
Hell cut yeah. With swords.
So that's where we ended up going. That was the second place that was guaranteed on our trip. Mm-hmm. First thing was riding horses.
First thing was the dispensary.
No, that was... Yeah. Yeah, outside of...
I guess that would be a given.
Outside of everybody having paid into it. That was... Yeah. So that and going to eat at the steakhouse, that was the two guaranteed things that we was gonna do. So you got the college, the high school kids out there like, yeah, we finna go and get our fuck on after this. We gonna get full and get
finger
drunk.
Bang
bunch of goddamn teenage hormones and angst and shit.
Oh, monsters, bro. Remember my bro.
Cool. It gets to a point where they bring you too much meat at the same time and at the pause. They bring
you
gotta turn the sign over. Pause them.
It's not even a sign, it's like a little fucking
a card.
Block, little car. No, it's like a little wood block carved thing.
Is it colored?
It's like red. Yep. It's green on one side. Yeah. Bring that shit.
Yeah.
And then it's like red on the other side.
Stop bringing me shit. Down.
And then when you turn it sideways, it's like time for dessert.
You don't see the sign, motherfucker.
We didn't even get to dessert, bro, because we were so fucked up. Because they kept bringing us all kinds of fucking...
Kneel on a sword,
I'm
bro.
Tired, nigga.
When we slowed that bitch down, they were like, okay, well, we'll wait. And then we'll still bring the shit. And it was so good, we couldn't deny it.
Here's like some duck.
It's like endless, right?
Yeah.
Like you pay one price and then they just keep bringing you shit.
And they just keep bringing it.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of pirates that bring you meat on a sword, bro. It's nothing.
And then they just cut off of it. Now, hey, put your tongue on it and grab that. And then we'll just cut it off.
Bro.
Oh,
and it ain't
God.
All meat either. They'll bring you some pineapple. They'll bring you some chicken.
Be fucked up, bro.
I mean, they'll bring you all kind of weird ass steak and meat. That
I'll be fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
Goat meat, all kind of shit, bro.
Goat
it's sucks. So good,
oh, no, I'm good. I don't want none of that. I don't know, goat.
Try it.
Goat,
but then
just try it.
It.
Why not? Just try it.
I done had goat. I know how it tastes. It tastes fucking delicious, bro. Fuck it. I don't want no more.
It's goat duck.
Right.
They got goat. Hey, they got goat duck.
I hate
goat.
Got
all of them.
Now that I do hate. I don't like no duck.
Right.
But have you had goat duck?
No.
Or duck goat.
And then they're like, oh, okay.
So they got to eat no more goat because that shit is too fucking delicious.
They tell you what you can do is you can get the salad bar, which is one price.
It's so good, it gotta be a sin.
More, you get all the meat. And then,
that ain't a bad deal.
You go take your plate over there, and then you get all the sides you want.
Just for 10 extra bucks.
You start eating on your sides, next thing you know, they come up to the table. Hey, would you like to taste some of this super sirloin? Super dabba dibba dabba dibba dabba dabba. And you're like, hell yeah, dude. And then they chop that shit off, and like, hey, grab it right here. And then they cut it off.
But yeah, they'll tell you what it is.
No, they do.
No, they tell you what it is.
But it's like super habba labba dibba dabba dibba dabba.
Wrapped in bacon.
Hell yeah. Right. And next thing you know,
even I ate that shit.
That shit. And the
like, God damn, what is shit good, bro?
Right, and then, hey, buddy comes back around. We've got this super bacon cover.
Hold on, bro. I'm good, bro. God damn. Bacon cover
covered. Nope. Yeah, you say you good. Look, you see how you holding yourself? That's how you gonna be. No, then somebody else come with something else wrapped in bacon. And it's chicken.
And then it's not. And then you want to get that too. And then buddy come back around. He's like, hey, we got this pineapple that tastes super duper.
Oh, yeah,
and
they got whole swords. Yeah,
exactly. And then like, hey,
and they got swords, bro. How you gonna say no to a nigga with a sword, bro? You gonna say no to a nigga?
Chopping the meat off with another sword, nigga.
Same, different hand, somehow bouncing the plate. Like, he might got it on his knee. He just might be like this.
And chop that shit off. And you grab it with the tongs and just put it on your plate.
That's dope.
Everything else, and you just...
It's like some super interactive...
Bro, that shit is delicious.
It's so good.
It is delicious.
It's so good, dog.
It is $100, like, but it is delicious.
I bet it is.
Short of duck and, like, horse or buffalo or some shit like that, You're eating every other meat or duck or something. You're eating every other meat.
Yeah, he doesn't gonna eat a duck. They got some ducks in there.
No, I don't eat duck. I don't
duck
like
is
duck.
Real gamey to me.
Yeah, it is to me too.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. I
ate it though.
I would prefer to eat duck if it's prepared.
I ate it.
If it's prepared
it
in some Asian Chinese
I can't
style.
Do it, bro.
Wow, that's racist, buddy.
No, it's not. That's me giving you my preference. That's not racist.
That's my cook preference.
Yeah, that's my cook preference. That's not racist.
Wow.
And on that note, I got a smoke bomb, fellas.
All right, then, my brother.
Yes, sir.
It is 9:30. Colorado Springs. But like Colorado. I said, we drove through Columbine, bro, and that shit was just kind of like
eerie. Bro, even if we have to just make this a week type thing, we're going to have to...
Go back?
No, like, yes, go back, but going to go to Avengers Campus at Disneyland in California, we're going to have to stop off for at least 2 days in Denver, Colorado, hang out, go back to Mile High Comics, do some cool-ass shit,
yeah,
and then
go I was gonna to ask Disneyland. If y'all do something when y'all was there?
Like what?
Record anything or?
We did. I don't remember it. We did, but I don't remember. I remember only because I had to take a picture of it, and I don't remember what we talked about. I know that we recorded some shit, but I don't remember what we talked about at all. I was high, man. Oh, because when I told him, I was like, leading up to the trip, I was like, the only thing I want to do is ride horses in the mountains. I don't give a fuck about nothing else. And go to this comic book shop. Those were the only thing. And go to Red Rocks. Those were the four things I wanted to do. Go to Red Rocks, concert venue. Go to Mile High Comics, the world's biggest comic book shop. I'm going to Denver, Colorado. Ride horses in the mountains. That was it.
We had a big-ass box truck that we had to rent to put all this equipment in when we was out there. But we took that big-ass truck and drove that shit up in the mountains, and that shit was beautiful.
I mean, like that shit was beautiful. Riding in the mountains is something that I would prefer to not do in first person because when I used to work at Rent-A-Center, I used to work in... Calhoun, Georgia, which is up in the fucking mountains.
Oh, I know exactly.
Roswell,
what
Rome, and all that shit. I don't want to do that shit.
That's a different type.
So,
no.
I prefer. Yeah,
that's
I
a different.
To be in my leisure time.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I used to have this job, man, where I drove up to Calhoun and Dalton and all that shit in North Georgia and pretty much all the way up right to Tennessee
fuck
and
that,
back,
bro. Leisure time. I want my leisure time for that. Like when next time I go to Tennessee, I want to go to the Hall of Fame for the rock and roll shit, the Guitar Factory. I want to go to a whiskey brewery. Like
I gotta go to Memphis to go to the wing competition. Like apparently this dude was like, "Oh, Atlanta, only thing Atlanta got." Good wings because they got strip clubs and this, that, and the other.
You keep
Memphis
on with
got.
All this bullshit about this whole wings connoisseur shit. What you need to do in your free time.
In your free time.
When you go into these places.
In these places.
And you go and decide to eat wings there.
Yep.
Just do it for yourself.
For real.
take a wing review.
My nigga.
And then turn that shit into Ocean's Wing Review, bro. Or whatever you want to do.
Chicken talk.
Or whatever it is. Yeah.
Chicken talk.
Yeah, whatever it is that you want to do with it. Because you go places and you can try that shit.
I did that. Put that shit to the medium.
And then you could tie that back in. Because we already do the beer. Then we can do the beer wing shit. And tie that shit back in. We've
done.
We have done one hot one special episode.
That shit got down. Woo.
They have come out since then with at least two seasons of hot one sauces. We've got to do another one.
Another.
So if we don't do it for this
another
season,
one.
This hot sauces, we got to do it for next season. You with the going around where you go, eating the wings, even if it's just audio wise, just record that shit. That fits in.
Yeah. Like, I was supposed to work with this guy in Atlanta, and we were going, our first place was supposed to be Trap House on the west side. Because I said, I had a blog called Wingman ATL, and I went around to a bunch of places in Atlanta, and then like they had like festival. I used to go to a bunch of different places, and then when I traveled to all these places, I used to do reviews for them too back then. But I definitely want to do that.
I don't give a fuck.
I want to do that shit.
Nigga,
again.
To just hold the camera. I like food, nigga. I don't care if you say some shit tastes good, and then I eat it with you, and I'm like, nigga, what do you? I will tell you, nigga. You're in a certain situation that's better than us. Your wife affords you the opportunity to go to different places to taste foods from different regions. Not just feeding into the niggerness of being a wing connoisseur, but you actually have the ability to eat foods from different regions.
Well, I did.
Or give a review for it.
I did then. I don't have it now.
That well, you kind of still do if, you know, she has to go somewhere. You still got it.
True, because I can, yeah. I definitely can go with her.
You still got it, bro. It's just,
yeah.
You still got it.
Yeah.
It don't have to be wings. I'm just using wings as the example.
No, it got to be wings. Somewhere, it got to be wings.
But you like a you like a good-ass hamburger. You like a good-ass steak. You like a good-ass piece of pizza. Like, nigga.
I do. I love food.
Be a fucking stoner and fucking review that shit. That's all me, bro. I'm just gonna be me. That's high.
I said that's like, what you wanna do.
That's what I'm saying. But you can do that shit too.
Oh yeah. I mean, I definitely.
You like good ass fucking food, bro.
I love it. I love it. Every time I go.
Hell yeah! Review that shit, and then take a chance with your child, and then do it with the kid version, and then do the adult version.
Well, see,
the kid version is, oh, I like the frozen yogurt or the ice cream or the.
I can do that with Jameson. Jakeem, interesting, man. Jakeem is gonna do like a bunch of different shit, but like I said, I told him to make a SoundCloud, and for whatever reason that shit didn't work. I was like, all right, whatever, nigga, make a fucking.
I mean, that's too advanced for him.
Make an audio Mac. So he made an audio Mac and he uploaded his songs on there. I was playing them in the car, and I was like, yo, this is
pretty nice.
Yeah, especially like it's a bunch of video game techno type music. Ooh. I was like, yo, this is, you know. And then like I said, he just got Fruit Loop Studio, but I recently started doing shows on another YouTube channel called Gentlemen of Crypto. Mm-hmm. And they are one of the longest running podcast and shows on cryptocurrency. They've been out for about 5 years.
Okay.
And I have a show with them it's been coming out sporadically, but now the schedule is my show's going to come out Saturday and Sunday. Saturdays are going to be pre-recorded shows that I've been pre-recording, and Sundays will probably be live because Saturdays, you know, I'm here. But it's about 23,000 subscribers on there. And the channel what it's gearing up to be, in my mind, is going to be one of the premier sources of information for a cryptocurrency. Okay. The people on there are certified experts in a variety of fields. Mm-hmm. Within the next couple of months, I'm going to finish my blockchain certification course. I'm going to finish a few other certifications too in the industry, because I feel like it's one thing to talk about them, it's another thing to be about them, but what we are all offering is different areas of expertise in a variety of different fields. But the awesome thing about it is we're all black. And the flagship show that's on there, the people that's on there, they've been on like Fox News, Dr. Phil, TV shows, all this stuff like that. So, you know, they're more into the industry. So that particular brand of me pushing these contents out is happening in more than one way. It is funny that you mentioned the wing thing, because it was, remember, I was like, look, it was somebody who I was supposed to do Bird Talk with. Mm-hmm. That was the name of the shit. It was Bird Talk. And we were going to do wings and stuff like that. It just never kind of panned out. But that conversation got pitched back again through some other people to say, hey, we need to go ahead and roll that out. Because I already had the content for it. Mm-hmm. I can just recycle it, but I can definitely go back to those people that I did before, right, and just hit it, modernize it.
Right. Because I like food, period. And I appreciate anybody who can give you a full, honest opinion about something that they've had that tastes good, and you can respect what they're saying. Like, I will take that as a recommendation.
And the thing about those type of blog, a food blog is very easy to maintain if you have consistency in it. And how they're structuring Instagrams and stuff like that now, you know, those reels, they pay monthly. Mm-hmm. I fully expect in about 3 or 4 months for us to have Ninja Please reels on Instagram and get monetization from those things.
I mean, I'll eat just about anything they want me to eat, except for like raw mice or like roaches or some shit like that. I like
think about the area that you're in now. I
mean, fucking exotic food. It doesn't even have to be
exotic. Think about the area you're in now. Can you name me one person in this area that does food blog critiques? Can you name me four? If you can name one, you can't. Like it's even around this particular area. You can just critique these things in these areas.
Even if it's just something that's not like strictly soul food, like I couldn't even
catfish girl. Whatever this
saying, you were saying, like, could I name you one person who would mention a restaurant that's not a straight up soul food restaurant? I was like, no, I actually couldn't. So that's just a lot,
and
that's just a whole lot.
And it, and that type of content can easily, like I said, be generated around here.
Yeah,
like it's, you know, hey,
there's a lot of good food. There might be a lot of people that eat the food too,
yeah,
mm-hmm, and could talk about it, but don't know who to talk about it to.
Yeah, food reviews, and that type of thing is easy to set up. It just takes like 3 months to start, because you're gonna have to foot the bill for the food to start out, but as soon as you generate the content and you actually put it out, and the people who do it will start comping the meals for you.
But at the core of it, the whole like, oh, that first 3 months you got to foot the bill for it. It's not even really that. It's just like,
no, it's
you have to know where is the food at. Like,
not even that. It's you're gonna eat lunch anyway, but you're gonna record it. So it's not like I don't mean that in the sense of, you know, you're doing this. I'm saying, you're just gonna have to pay in the beginning, but after a while, like when you get it generated, these people will pay you to come out there to review their stuff.
Yeah.
Or if nothing else, they will give you free food, extra food. Like when I did that that stuff with
Oh, you're actually reviewing us, like for real, for real. Like, yes, I am.
Because I did some stuff with Taco Mac, and Taco Mac was the first one. Was like, hey, listen, we actually own our own chickens. And
I don't need to have any kind of partnership with Taco Mac. I'll be out of control.
That was some shit.
It is. That's what I'm saying. No. I will be out of control. Don't give me Taco Mac.
No, Taco Mac loves people like us.
No, I got my pledge shirt. If y'all,
I think you talking about.